Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this September 20th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two, we're going to speak with Elisa Golan, Wood County Health Department's own. We're going to talk about Wisconsin Wins and the Patch Program. Looking forward to talking with Elise. We always look forward to this time of month. We get to speak with our good friend, Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer. Good to see you, sir.
Good morning, James. Good to see you.
Always good to have you in studio to be able to talk, hang out. We appreciate the time, as always, sir. I wanted to ask right away, we got a couple of things to talk about today, but first up, this time of year, changing into the fall season, what is one of your favorite parts of the city this time of year with the changing of the colors and everything? For me, I love going down Rosencrantz. It's just a back road that I don't even know how much gets used, but the canopy of the trees and everything, I just love that street.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. That's probably my favorite part is the changing of the trees and the colors. And ironically, it's amazing that there's trees that have already lost their leaves. And it's kind of been an odd season. But yeah, I agree with you. Those are my favorite.
Special shout out to the Fireman's Memorial, that area too. That's where I usually do my walks and my running. And I just, it's so beautiful this time of year, the way it's developing. Encourage you to check out our parks, our great walking areas. Not a better time of year to do it, if you ask me, than this time of year.
Oh, I agree. Absolutely.
Speaking of our area and how things are developing and going, how's construction going? Wanted to start there. When I talk to listeners about it and from what I've seen, everything has been going really smooth, going way back to the beginning of summer with this. Is that the case for you and what you're behind the scenes?
Yeah, the crews that are out working have done an amazing job, and the weather has been very favorable for construction. And yeah, they're just plugging right along, and fantastic.
Do the foremans, do the people have to pinch themselves sometimes? Because I'm from a construction life, and you don't get times like this very often.
You don't.
The weather, not only the budget, but everything kind of working in order for this to all take place, for it to work so well.
Yeah. The stars are aligned right.
Yeah.
And we got to take the little wins when we can get them. But
absolutely.
They've done a fantastic job in keeping things moving and going. And, you know, Oak Street was a huge project, and over on the east side, and waiting to do some more asphalt there, but that's really come along well, and it's a nice road.
We can talk about the timing of the year or budget or a lot of those things falling into place. None of this happens without those incredible workers.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Appreciate the work that they do, and I always like to remind people to slow down, keep an eye out for them. They're just trying to do their job. If you were in your office and a car came flying by all of a sudden, it'd be pretty tough to work around.
Exactly.
You know, keep that in mind when they're out there doing their thing.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, with our work crew is we do a lot of our own construction here. And so we have a construction crew that does a lot of our road work, and along with water and light, and they do their part. But they do a fantastic job. And I think because they are our construction crew and not an outside contractor coming in, I'll put their quality of work up against anybody.
It also means something to have local workers, to have local workers there and being able to do this work. Certainly goes a long way for us, and we love that. We like supporting and giving work to our local people.
Yeah, and I think there's more pride in it.
Yeah. Oh, well said. Yes, you're so right about that. Speaking of construction, when it comes to future projects, are there anything in the works right now that you guys are planning, anything big that is on the up, maybe coming up next summer or next spring, I should say?
Yeah, there are definitely a number of projects next spring, and off the top of my head, I don't remember what they are.
That's all right.
We're kind of going through the budget process right now, and so I don't remember which projects are the big projects for next year, but
I know A Street is the one that's on a lot of people's minds, and I know you and I have talked endlessly about this, but it has been a little bit since we've touched the subject. Yeah. For those wondering, you know, what's happening with that, that's not necessarily all in our hands.
No, that's actually with state, and so they're state engineers, and I saw an email, I think it was yesterday, that they are actually in the design portion. They've kind of progressed to that point of the design portion of A Street from basically Whitrock to the NEPCO Hill. So that is in the design phase, and I'm sure there'll be more discussions and maybe some public hearings on it and getting some feedback. And asking for the city's feedback on some of those designs. But that, yeah, that's actually progressing.
Really good to hear. Any movement at all, I feel like, is good to hear on that. I
couldn't agree more.
And it's nice to know, too, how on point you've been with this, that this is something that you've been keeping your eye on, that you've been, you know, trying to keep the pulse of, and certainly keep the people that are making these decisions, keep them on point with this.
Yeah, I try to be the squeaky wheels. So, right on. What you've got to do, and even that's the way. And in my position here, you know, that's my job. I is to advocate really hard for things. And you know, our citizens here in Wisconsin Rapids pay state tax dollars, and I think it's their responsibility to take care of their responsibilities in a timely manner. And I think, you know, we see construction all over the state, and I think, you know, our some of our state roads in our town need a little attention. And
yeah,
it's time.
When it comes to you know, construction and these different topics, it kind of leads me to think of the mill. And when we get together, while there usually isn't new information about it, it is important, I think, for our audience, for us to touch on the subject. And as I imagine, not a whole lot changing with the mill issue.
Yeah, so I've heard there's an intent to purchase, but I don't know what that's going to totally involve. I've had communications with the president of Billeroots North America, you know, trying to advocate for it, but it's tough. It's been idle now for a while. You can hope, but yeah. You just don't know.
Well, there's this kind of I think that one thing that we, because I'm a big believer in trying to find whatever silver, you know, linings we can and whatever positives we can. I think one of the positives we can take from this is we learning what kind of businesses going forward we want to work with as a city, as a community,
yeah.
and how important it is to have a good relationship with them. I don't mean to say that any foreign business we don't want to work with. I'm not talking about that, but more so, hey, if we can deal with a Wisconsin company, if we can deal with a Midwest company, the better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we talk about, you know, it's the biggest challenge would be, you know, if that was purchased and converted to something, or even let's say the mill switch was turned on again. Mm. There's just no workforce here.
Yeah,
and how does a company come in when there was 900 employees when they idled? We don't have. We probably don't even have half of that available to work.
And so when it comes to that, it's now, okay, well, we're still going to need jobs and bringing in new businesses. And that is obviously another integral part of this mm-hmm. process and covering that. Like, okay, well, we may not be able to bring in a business that can have all those jobs, but maybe we bring in enough businesses to cover some of those mm-hmm. openings that are out there. And we've been seeing a lot of that.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a trickle in of population to fill jobs would be a good thing, you know, instead of a large amount right away, mm-hmm. you know, something that our community can grow into.
Well said.
Think something more workable,
and we've had some really nice progress when it comes to that. I think I know for a fact we've seen the old Shopko Mall getting filled, and anytime I drive past it, I feel like I'm seeing something new being built or worked on over there. I noticed that some businesses, whether it's 8th Street or other spots of town where there was an empty building, there's something there now. We're seeing a lot more of that. And Any, I think one business would be encouraging, let alone all that we have seen.
Yeah, I always say, you know, you look at the different new businesses on A Street or new buildings, and I just think that it's, you know, we're giving A Street a facelift every time we build a new building there. And, you know, the new Pizza Hut that's going to go over about across from Culver's there is going to give that a new look there. Mm. And, you know, Noodles and Company, when they remodel the current Pizza Hut building, it's going to be a new look. And I think we keep freshening up A Street. That's a good thing for A Street. And I think it's good for the other businesses on mm-hmm. A Street.
We're speaking with Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer. And Shane, I wanted to get into the city budget with you a little bit. How is that developing? How is that looking?
So we recently, all the department heads submitted their budgets. The finance director, Tim, and I are working with the department heads, having meetings, going through their budget. We just last night at council outlined or had given a schedule to the council members of when they're going to meet with the department heads. And so we're just kind of working through that process there. I saw a rough draft of everything put together, but, you know, the department's budgets and, you know, a lot of the budgets I saw were within reason. There's nothing really outlandish in these budgets. And I thought it was very responsible of the department heads to kind of take that approach. So there's not really large leaps and bounds and asking for the world and hoping to get something, you know. It was very reasonable.
Mm. So not a lot of headlines coming out of the conversation, not a lot of change or anything like that, which that's a great thing. That's good news.
Yeah, and I've never been since I've been here, been a big chasing shiny objects, so I've never had any big multi-million-dollar nice things in the budget. It's just for me it's about reasonableness. And And our net new construction that relays into the budget does not allow for much tax levy increase, which is good for us taxpayers, but not good for the growth of the city to be able to manage budgets. But so once that gets all put together, we'll be having an initial meeting with the Common Council and kind of outlining that for them.
You know, I do these personable surveys all the time where I'm talking to listeners or I'm talking to people in the community, and whether they realize it or not, I'm gauging on how they feel on certain subjects. I'll ask a question, a trigger question, to kind of get the ball rolling. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I have really asked a lot since you've been in office is kind of that where you were going there a little bit with that. What are you looking for out of this current mayorship? What are you looking for out of your city? And so many people, they've had enough of the quote, you know, kind of sexy thing, the water park or something like that. They are looking for not only sustainability, but for the future of their community and what's going to keep that around, what's going to keep this city populated. And that's jobs, that's taking care of infrastructure, that's getting the city in the black, it's getting the city budget correct. And that is what you have been doing, sir. And so when I talk to people about this, it's kind of funny. You make my job hard. There's nothing. There's none of this low hanging fruit. I can ask you some controversial question.
I'm waiting for it.
I know. I'm trying. I'm scraping the barrel here. I got nothing. It's a good thing. It's a very, very good thing. But I bring all this up in part because not only to compliment you and your staff and the good work you guys have been doing, but wasn't this always the intention for you when you took this? You're not a career politician. This wasn't something that you were intended to do, even being mayor. So that was really the goal all along, wasn't it?
It absolutely right. This was not my intention. It was probably just a couple months before you could take out papers. I was like, maybe I should run for mayor. And here we are. And then the whole process was about, you know, trying to control spending or not large spending. You know, we have to spend as a community to grow, to improve our city. But, little things can go a long ways, too. Mm-hmm. And they don't need to have a $500,000 price tag. It's kind of been my mantra since I started.
But and we're really that glad that you took the position that you ran for the position and got it, that you're in the position where you are right now. But for you personally, have you enjoyed this? Are you enjoying it, some of the process? Are you thankful that you have done this?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. It's there's still some other mayors that are alive yet. And it's interesting because we kind of know each other's feelings and the experience, because I always said until you sit in that chair you really don't understand. And I do enjoy working with the people, and I enjoy helping people wade through the process of dealing with City Hall and trying to bridge that. The thing I probably has been hard to get used to is I'm not a person that likes to be out front. I'm just not about the whole, I always say I got a face for radio, so I enjoy that. And I kind of enjoy that position, but I don't think I was prepared, and I'm still not hard to deal with, is the constant, you can never turn it off. You're mayor 24/7. Yeah. I can go to graduation parties, I went to my class reunion, and that's all you talk about. And it's just like, I'm more than just, mayor. There's so much more to me. And
I want to talk football, you know, or something like that. They just want to talk about
the season. It's time to grow the beard and get going here. And that's probably been the hardest part, because I guess I look at it as a job, and I guess people look at it as like, you're the mayor. And I'm like, I'm a part of the cog in a wheel, you know.
Right,
I look
right.
at myself like, I'm the mayor.
For you, it's just a title.
And I always try to correct people if they call me mayor. People call me mayor all the time. Hey, mayor. And I go to the YMCA, hey, mayor. And it's just like, it's Shane. You know,
I'm
just the guy down the road, you know, and I grew up here. And
I honestly think we need more of that in politics. We need more people like yourself in politics and more of that where it is not about you. It is about the job. That is refreshing. It's really nice to actually see.
Yeah. And so it's really my whole goal was to be highly accessible. And so you call me or you come in or absolutely, I want to hear what's going on or if you need help with a process. I love doing my coffees with the mayor at the Centralia Center every month. But it gets to be a lot at times. Mm-hmm. It's like, whoa.
We don't get to mention, it can be exhausting, I can imagine. And it's all the more reason why we really appreciate you in the position that you are. You mentioned that, the coffee with the mayor at Centralia Center. We don't get a chance to touch on that very often. For those that don't know about that, can we tell them about it?
Yeah, so if you're a part of the Centralia Center in the newsletter, they'll always advertise when coffee with the mayor is. I believe it's like the second Tuesday of the month.
Yeah.
I'm there about 9:30 in the morning, 9:30 to 10:30, and I think last time I went till 11:30 because there was just an interested group with some concerns, and so I wanted to make sure we get them all down. But we do that every month. I just like to be accessible there because there is a group of people there that spend a lot of time there, and I like to make myself available. But a lot of people know you can stop by or call, and I'll answer. I'll call you back. My goal is always to call back the same day. And
appreciate that.
So yeah, so I enjoy that.
I appreciate you doing this too, sir. I am like a lot of people out there. I am a big fan of the Bill of Rights, of the Constitution. I think they're I think that every American, but I can make the argument every human being should read it at least once or twice every couple years. Just familiarize yourself with it again. Remind yourself of what this is all about and what the importance of all of this and what's at stake in those things. I've been doing this since I was a kid. My grandfather got me in the habit. And every once in a while, I'll still go back and do it and everything. And as long as the decades I've been doing this, I still come away from it and it hits me. I'm a big history fan, and I cannot but help but read that. And as I'm reading it, before I finish, thinking about America's history from beginning to end to where we are now, of beginning to the current, to the present. The other day, on the 17th, you announced you proclaimed Constitution Day. What was the meaning for this, and why was this important to you?
So this started with some citizens requesting it, something that the city hadn't done. And I agree with you. I think our Constitution is very important, and making sure that on that day that we acknowledge our Constitution and what it means. You know, I think about it often myself, and the more that I sit in this role, I think about our founding fathers. Yeah, and I like to watch history shows on it, and those type of things. And I always wonder, you know, would those founders be impressed with what we've done with the opportunity that they had given us, or would they be disappointed? And some days I think they'd be disappointed, and some days I think, well, okay, maybe they there's chance, and some days I think our race won't survive. It's just, I don't know, you know, I struggle with, you know, if they would be impressed with it.
And oh, that's a very healthy question, I think.
Yeah, exactly. It's one that we'll never get an answer to, but unless our society doesn't make it, then we'll know that we messed up.
That'd be a sign.
Exactly.
With this, too, I think of the kids, and I think of the youth and young people and how, how important these days are. Why are we having a Constitution Day, mom, dad, teacher, and that teacher, mom, dad, being able to explain why it's so important, giving people an opportunity for those conversations. When we have these days of, I don't know if people always take that in. And I hope that even your average person is able to do that. If it's been a while since you looked at it, take a look at it. Yeah. I have a hard time imagining that anybody can't be moved by reading it and re-familiarizing himself with it.
Even just the document alone and what it contains, but what they went through to get that document to that point. You know?
Yes.
Everything that went on is, you know, it's hard because there's a demographic and an age group that is kind of like, it's out of sight, out of mind. Mm. But then there's a point in your life where you start to change and think about some of those bigger things, you know, beyond just your daily life. And yeah, if we can try to make people aware of it. But I appreciate it. And that's one of those things where citizens contacted me and said, hey, is this something you would consider doing? And absolutely, how can you not support the Constitution?
We're big believers in voting around here, so much so that we're even letting the community vote on the dog park day.
Yes.
That's how much we believe in voting around here. How's this going? I know I was going to say contest because I'm in radio, but the naming wrapped up yesterday. Did you guys get a good bunch of names or a bunch of votes? We have the three final names. Did you get a lot of votes for this?
There was.
Good.
There was
good
a
to
lot
hear.
Of votes. Can't remember the number offhand, 296, something like that.
Excellent.
Or 300. But yes, so we have a name, and I'm looking forward to announcing the name grand opening day. And
when is the grand opening day?
So we're shooting for October 11th, but it's not in stone.
Okay.
We'll get some information out. It'll probably be like 4:30-ish. We'll have it at the dog park. And
Looking forward to this. Mm-hmm. I know that this was I don't want to say passion project, but I know this was a project that you cared about and a lot of your team cared about. And I know how much the community wanted this ever since we lost our last dog park. How good does it feel to be at this point where we're just now we've even got a name, whether we know it or not. We've got a name set now. We're here.
Yeah, I was, I agree with you. You know, this community had a dog park. People were excited about the dog park. They were appreciative of it, and then we lost it. And, and for me, then it became something that we needed to get this done. We needed a dog park here. I'm glad the Park and Rec and the council and staff got behind it. And, it's phenomenal location. I was out there yesterday again because just trying to make sure everything's getting wrapped up. They're going to do a little concrete work and get the water station in. And, the crew's out there working when they get some time, a little landscaping, and talked about, where the sign would be erected. And, so I'm excited about it because this is something I felt was important in the community. And the benefit of it is that the people that come and visited our community paid for it through room tax dollars. Mm-hmm. So the visitors that we bring in our community, stay in our VRBOs, in our motels and hotels, paid for this dog park for us to be able to enjoy.
That's so cool.
Then that was an important part of it.
It is one of those things you can't have. There's no pushback to something like this, especially when you add that part of it to it. And one of the things that we've noticed, if you're paying attention to the rise of populations in rural towns to big cities and all that, there are some themes. We've talked about this before. Being dog friendly, being animal friendly is one of them. The more of those things you can have, the more that you are more likely to keep your citizens or to bring new people in. It's not rocket science, some of this stuff. It's pretty, hey, do you have jobs? Do you have good schools? Do you got a dog park? I mean, these kind of things, this is stuff they're looking for.
Absolutely. And it's a big social aspect. Dog owners like to hang out together. And this will be an opportunity. I look forward to seeing in the years to come how that place can grow or, add in shelters and picnic tables and some of those other amenities.
I was going to ask, while this is good and we haven't even opened it yet, so I'm not trying to get ahead of ourselves, but are there other hopes and, hopes for the dog park?
I believe there's already kind of a group that our Park and Rec's working with that kind of, I wanted to take it on being that we're going to be responsible for the mowing, we're going to be responsible for the waste stations, cleaning up that, because sometimes those partnerships fall apart. And so I wanted to make sure the basics of the dog park we're going to take ownership of that. And then hopefully a group will come forward, whether they want to purchase agility equipment, do a fundraiser for something, maybe a pavilion or agility equipment. We've talked about doing some purchasing of a memorial stones to memorialize your animal.
That's a good idea.
Do some fundraising like that. And so that's kind of been the goal here, is that hopefully there will be a group take ownership of some of those extra amenities.
We're looking forward to the naming of this. You can find out more at wirapids.org, and we'll certainly be talking about it on our shows when the park opens.
Yep.
In our last minute or two here, I did want to touch on one other thing with you, sir, the Downtown District Workshop. This is a cool idea.
Yeah, that's through our community development and Carrie and trying to sit down and have a discussion and kind of, we'll be curious to see how that all kind of comes together.
It's an overview presentation, downtown walk, and visiting sessions that we're going to be able. This going to be taking place at McMillan Memorial Library at their all-purpose room coming up next month on October 18th. I believe we'll be getting together before then, so we should have more time to talk about it. But just a really great way for, again, you and the community to engage with each other and conversate.
Yeah, and they're looking also to build on a kind of a downtown plan and what do we envision the downtown looking like? Because when we have developers come to the town, they're always asking, well, what's your downtown plan? And you're like, well, we've got this 30-year-old thing, and here's the dust. And
here you go.
And so it's time to update that and help kind of like steer direction of maybe some things in the downtown, whether it be even changing streets or what people's thoughts are.
It'll be interesting to see how that goes, and already looking forward to talking again next month. As always, thank you so much for the time, sir. If people have follow-up questions, how can they get a hold of you?
Just call my office, 715-421-8202, or catch me at some public event.
And again, you can find out more at wirapids.org. Shane, you have a good day, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, James.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here at WFHR.